Democrat donor considering running for New York governor as Republican. Poll testing not voting for Trump in 2020. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton and Matthew Boyle on February 5, 2022. Democrat donor Harry Wilson is asking Republican voters how they feel about a candidate who did not vote for Trump in 2020 while he considers a run for New York governor as a Republican. Wilson, a former two-time Obama appointee, confirmed he is considering entering the race for New York governor on his personal Facebook page. Wilson wrote, "I never post anything political on my personal FB page. But this is as personal as it is political. As has been reported in the NY Post and the Times Union. Links below, I am considering entering the gubernatorial race because of how much New York has declined at the hands of career politicians." However, Wilson's post did not reveal that he has hired a pollster to figure out Republican voters' reaction to a candidate who did not vote for Trump in 2020. A county GOP chair who took the survey talked to Breitbart News about the poll. It asked, "Would a candidate who didn't vote for Donald Trump, could you elect him?" "I can't say they said it directly, but it was all in that series. It really was a push poll," the county chair said. "That's why Mr. Wilson, whatever he says he found out in this poll is suspect, because there was all this data and glowing information about Harry Wilson." The county GOP chair was confused because Representative Lee Zeldin, RNY, is the presumptive Republican nominee for governor. "I sat down and talked to her. Over the phone. She immediately asked if I would be voting in the primary for governor. That kind of got my attention. That was not intended that there would be any such thing," the county chair said. "Absolutely, he's been to my county three times. And there was a poll we took last spring, it was Zeldin. I have a Zeldin sign on my lawn, and at Republican headquarters. Absolutely," the county chair said when talking about the presumptive Republican nominee for governor. The GOP chair also pointed out that the pollster was unfamiliar with the pronunciation of local names. "What initially jumped out at me was the gal taking the poll did not know how to pronounce Albany, and she had trouble with Astorino, and she couldn't even say Zeldin properly," the chair said. One question from the poll also hinted at Wilson's time spent on former President Barack Obama's auto task force. The first question, and it was kind of snuggled in at the beginning. It talked about the Obama administration negotiating a labor deal with General Motors and what did I think of that, the chair said. A Republican lawmaker in the New York State Assembly confirmed the poll asked about a potential candidate who did not support Trump in 2020. "I got a text that then linked to the online poll," the lawmaker told Breitbart News. Asked the question as whether it would impact my view of him if he wrote in Nikki Haley because he liked President Trump's policies but not his tweeting. Wilson donated to Soros-linked DA Alvin Bragg, despite his promises to investigate former President Donald Trump. Wilson also donated thousands of dollars to Representative Jim Himes, DCT, who played a prominent role during the first impeachment of former President Trump. Wilson even donated to President Joe Biden's Secretary of Commerce, Gina Raimondo, during her campaign for Rhode Island governor. While Wilson polls voters on not voting for Trump, he hired Jamestown Associates, the same political ad firm that Trump has used, to help with his potential campaign, according to sources familiar with the matter. Jamestown Associates executive Barney Keller has not replied to repeated requests for comment this week on this matter, including the details of the survey or surveys that Wilson conducted.